And so now all of a sudden you have a studio audience from Rockwood for your next couple performances, and so you'll enjoy that. And so we're going to send Archie out to play a couple more of the pieces from Schumann, Opus 82. I keep hating to call it Opus 82. What's the title of this piece, Greg? What is this? It's one of those big Schumann cycles that includes. Anyway, it's this big Schumann group of piano pieces. And so Archie was suggesting that May is a great time to visit Spokane with all the pretty lilacs and going on. Music Fest is also a very friendly festival. So to go along with that, he has two Schumann tunes that will illustrate that. The first is Einsame Blumen, or Lonely Flowers. The second is Freundliche Landschaft, or Friendly Landscape. A couple more Schumann pieces played in our studio by pianist Archie Chen. So to our studio audience of some people visiting from Rockwood, visiting KPBX today, Archie, you didn't know you were going to get a get an audience too. The audience you can see, unlike the radio, where it's the audience that you can't see. As we were just hearing, "Lonely Flowers and Friendly Landscape," and Greg just did the quick homework. This is from the Forest Scenes, isn't it?
Bulgarian, yeah.
is the title of the Schumann piece. So that's been kind of the soundtrack to this discussion of Music Fest Northwest, and a few other things. Greg, you were saying that. That there's been a growth in the string division?
Yes, in the last couple of years, the number of string entrants has really increased, so much so that they added another adjudicator last year. I don't know if they're still planning this year, but I suppose it depends on the number of entrants, but I expect that they will have that. And the organ division has really bumped up. I think for a few years they thought it would have to be discontinued, and instead it's growing now, and that's very exciting to have that coming back.
Mm-hmm. So that's Music Fest Northwest, which the application deadline is very soon for all the people in it to get those 1,000 or 1,200 or something people coming to Spokane. And it's always interested me that there's these places that specifically their teachers that very much send their students there. I think of Walla Walla. I think of Butte, Montana. I think of
Seattle.
Seattle, yeah, where there's really just this tradition of having people come to it. So as we kind of wrap up this discussion, what else do any of us need to say about the value of Music Fest Northwest or some of the unique things going on? Any other, any new ideas on that, Cheryl?
Well, personally, it is a growth process, being a musician. And as everything, you value it so intensely that you have to keep performing in some way or another. And music, for those people who don't think that music is essential, it absolutely is. It's essential not only to growth in academia, it's essential in growth for personal soul satisfaction, and hopefully satisfying the audience and their souls. And, you know, when you hear a beautiful piece of music, what does that do to your heart? Mm. What does it do to your soul? I mean, this is what we're all about. Yeah. We want our kids to be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I highly recommend getting kids involved in the music scene, in doing competition. It's not just about the competition, it's about growth.
Absolutely. Cheryl Carney, the cellist, speaking of that. And so that is some of the great things about Music Fest Northwest. And as with most of the world, we don't really have to talk about a lot of details because websites are very good at explaining them. I'm sure if anybody Googles Music Fest Northwest, you're going to be right there and can find out all the important details, all the divisions, because there is a brass division and a wind division, a flute division, and let's see, the ballet. That they have, and then the strings, the voice, and the organ that was mentioned. But certainly the heart of it is usually six or seven piano adjudicators.
Yes, we have six this year, yes.
Yeah, that come along to do that.
And Vern, you probably already mentioned this, that there are two big concerts week of Music Fest that the winners participate in.
Sure, on Wednesday there's the big deal, which is playing with the Spokane Symphony. Mm-hmm. And that will be, and then on Friday, it is the Highlights concert, both of them free concerts, and I've always thought that, you know, what an amazing thing for anybody to come to that free Spokane Symphony concert happens Wednesday of that week. And then, of course, we broadcast the winners that come in for those three lovely mornings when we get hours and hours of amazing performers just endlessly coming through. So a lot of these great things with Music Fest Northwest. Can you put a finale on this with the intermezzo and the farewell from the Forest Scenes? Archie Chen, who's very graciously agreeing to not only speak for this, but then so fluently go to the piano and continue to play for us. So once again, one of these Music Fests, he was an essential part of his life was the time spent with Music Fest Northwest. Here he's giving back by giving us these last two movements of the Schumann Forest Scenes. Archie Chin playing the two movements of the forest scenes, Intermezzo and the Abschied, or Farewell.